present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four clever panellists to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card which is written in front of me. And of course, according to how well they do this, they will gain points, or their opponents will. And we're going to begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. Derek, can you talk on empathy? For, yes, you may well look surprised. For 60 seconds, starting now.
When I first joined this game, these many years ago, there was nobody on the panel that I felt any empathy for at all, because the only member permanently there was Clement Freud. But one day, there walked across the studio floor light footsteps, a clean-cut youth with a strong jaw and a fine nose, proud, upbearing, and of course it was Kenneth Williams. And it's been my privilege over these many weeks and days that have gone by since that time insert myself.
Clement Freud has challenged by
hesitation.
Yes, alas, there was. I thought he was being so complimentary.
I thought it was lovely, wicked.
You wouldn't dare have challenged him, would you? It's a very clever ploy, that, yes.
His flow was beautiful. I mean, it was throbbing there. It was beautiful. I loved every minute of it. I really did.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Clement Freud didn't like it, so he challenged him on a correct challenge of hesitation.
I liked it. He liked it, though. He's admitted it. He's coming out with it now.
Well, all right. You can come out with even more in a second, because as that was a correct challenge, you gain a point, Clement Freud, and you take over the subject of empathy. There are 25 seconds left, and you start now.
It's very strange how many people don't know the difference between sympathy and empathy, because empathy is having a fellow feeling with another person, whereas the first sentiment of which I spoke has no sort of connection other than...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Oh. Yes. I think you're confused.
The gesture was...
Oh, actually, I thought what you were describing...
I know what he was up against. It's a peculiarly difficult thing to do, isn't it? That definition thing, in the sense of not repeating.
Exactly.
It's a very difficult thing to do. And I thought he had a damn good try. I mean, he really...
You're giving him sympathy rather than empathy.
Lovely, Kenneth. Derek Nimmo, I agree with your challenge. You have a point, and you have now 8 seconds left for empathy, starting now.
To find out how K.W. rarely thinks and behaves and believes and smells...
Sheila Hancock did challenge 1/2 second before the whistle. What was it, Sheila?
You made me jump with the whistle.
Then we won't count that. We'll say that Derek Nimmo
was
speaking when the whistle went.
If
anybody doesn't know by now, I just remind you, when the whistle goes, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains the extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo, so he has two at the end of that round. Clement Freud has one, and it's given around. We're now into the second round. Clement, it's your turn to begin. So would you start now with the subject of table turning? 60 seconds, starting now.
Table turning is the most extraordinary thing. It's something I've never done myself. But you take the object, which has four legs, grip it at both ends.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
The table doesn't necessarily have four legs, deviation.
No, but a table can have four legs.
He said which has four legs.
Oh, I think
a table.
You'll be awfully pedantic. I mean, a table can have four legs. It can have, probably can have one leg. Yes, you can have a sense of pedestal. It doesn't matter. Carry on table turning, Clement Freud, with 47 seconds left, starting now.
And whip it quickly over your shoulder to end up on the floor.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Yes, and that's table throwing,
not table. How you turn the table.
Sounds very sadistic, all this whipping of tables.
All right, I think that we're a bit tough last time. We'll give it to Derek on that one, because you could interpret his table whipping. And Derek, you have 43 seconds on table turning, starting now.
It helps awfully if the table is round, of course, rather than square, because then it moves much more freely. But best of all, you should have 47 people, fairly strong, masculine if possible, and so that they can all roll the tables in an ever-decreasing circle so that they bump into one another in the middle. This has a particular name. It's called Teblatis Paterna in Greece. But sometimes it's known in Italy by something quite different. And if you're very lucky, I would think...
You blew the whistle yourself.
I must inform the listener that he produced his own whistle because he's asked about a drive and blew it. So everybody else has a point for that.
Oh, lovely. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. And Derek continues with the subject with 11 seconds left on table turning starting now.
One of the nice things in this game is to be able to tame the table.
Hesitation.
Yes, we'll give it to you. And table turning is now with you, Sheila, with 7 seconds to go, starting now.
A good example of the idiomatic use of this phrase would be if Clement Freud were talking and only had 2 seconds to go, and I blew the whistle.
Those 2 seconds before the whistle was blown, he didn't, so Sheila was speaking then, gained the extra point. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, my following. I think a lot of them follow you into the audience of Just a Minute, we're all pleased to say. But would you talk about my following for 60 seconds starting now?
Well, this is a very personal subject, because obviously it means those who are around me very often and comprise, so to speak, an entourage, like ancient people, kings, philosophers, and brilliant
battles. Sheila Hong Hancock Chan.
Sheila Hong Kong. I don't believe that he's surrounded by kings and ancient people and all that. He just said...
No, like, I don't believe it is, but he was saying that this probably refers to my following like an entourage, as in, and comparing it to olden times. I disagree with Sheila's challenge. You have 43 seconds left on my following, Kenneth, starting now.
And they include very brilliant mentors indeed, among them Madam Osiris, who always says, come on, Kenny, look into my crystal ball, your lucky sandwich filling is... And shrimp. Yes, and your lucky stone is gold.
And
Venus
is
challenged.
Yes, I'm afraid, yes. Madam Osiris said lucky twice.
He's got no idea. I was in the middle of a story. He's got no idea, has he?
Well, you finish your story. Go
no,
on.
I'm not bothered now.
All right. Clement Freud, you have the subject. 22 seconds on my following, starting now.
My following has been said to be the best in London. I pick up a trail at Piccadilly Circus and manage to follow it all the way down Regent Street along New Oxford Street.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation is now talking about a trail such as hounds follow in a hunt.
Haven't you ever seen him with his dogs?
Is my following, not following a track.
Well, you see, you can also be my following in the sense of a sentence, my following a dog. Do you understand?
What are you talking about? Nobody would say, my following a dog. Half the people in London going about talking illiterately in the fashion, my following a dog.
I think it was a justifiable challenge, Kenneth. It's just that we confuse Clement Freud with dogs so often we get very confused. 10 seconds for you now on my following, Kenneth, starting now.
Oh, on me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I thought you left it with him. That's unfair. I didn't realise. I'm sorry, no, wait a minute. No, no, shut up. That's unfair.
Sheila Hancock,
no.
Challenge you.
Hesitation.
No, I wasn't realising.
You weren't concentrating, in other words. So Sheila has a point.
Oh, yes. It's...
7 seconds on my following, starting now.
I have a following of a little girl of 8 years old who is about the only person who would bother with me and happens to be my...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation, I'd bother with her.
So would I.
Oh,
we can
have
been following you ever since I came into your dressing room that night. A lovely face. I had a lovely smile. I said, hello, darling. I said, oh, go on, get out. Get out.
You weren't deviating from the subject on the card.
No.
Much as we all would love to be in your family.
I'd almost like to give it to them.
Well, you only have 2 seconds left.
Oh, right.
If you're careful, you can get 2 points, yeah?
Yes.
You have my following, 2 seconds starting now.
Also, my Auntie Ruby is quite...
Do you know at the end of that round, Sheila Hancock, speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point and has leapt into the lead. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. My earliest memory. Can you talk about my earliest memory for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are several things that might claim to be my earliest memory, but I think possibly my earliest memory of all was of nurse...
Sheila Hancock's challenge.
Deviation. I don't think several things can. You only have one earliest memory.
Well, yes, the subject is...
Singular on the card.
Do you want to come and sit up here?
No. I'll just give you a hand. I'll help you out, you know.
He says there are several things that could be my earliest memory. I would have thought there was only one.
If it is a singular, my earliest memory, he can't say there are several things which are my earliest.
I have said, well, there are several things that might claim to be, but my earliest memory was. I mean, one can't always be too sure what the first thing you remember.
Yes. And she did come in very rapidly. All right.
I'm quite curious to know what your earliest memory is, so you can keep it.
So, Derek, you have 53 seconds on my earliest memory, starting now.
Was, I think, dear Nurse Snowball, smelling small beer.
Kenneth, challenge you.
Yes, he laughed, and I'm afraid it hesitated.
Yes, all right, Kenneth. So you have 47 seconds on my earliest memory, starting now.
It was unquestionably when the drama teacher said, "Get up and give them all you've got. Play Griselda and sing the song that lovers sing." And so I...
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Two things.
Sing the song that lovers sing. Yes, what a pity. Because I would love to know what else Griselda said. There are 32 seconds on my earliest memory now, Clement, with you starting now.
My earliest memory was having my nappy changed by a nurse when I was very young indeed.
Sheila Hancock has challenged. Why?
Did you say when I was? I thought he repeated it.
My earliest memory was having my nappy changed when I... No, there wasn't two when I was.
I thought he hesitated.
There were two wases, but your challenge was when I was. 25 seconds on my earliest memory, Clement, starting now.
Taking the piece of silken cloth by one corner.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation, nappies aren't silk.
They will my day.
You see, this is my problem, ladies and gentlemen and listeners.
It isn't your problem. You know that, nappies, don't you? You're a father yourself.
I know. Yes, I know that nappies and all the ones I used were... And all the ones I had on
me
were... But it is quite possible that a nappy could have been silken. So there's no reason... He's not actually deviating from the subject in the card. Now, I can, in a situation like this, only put it to the wider discretion. If you think he was challenged too soon, if you think he was going on to say a silken nappy, then you're with Kenneth Williams and you cheer. And if you disagree and you're with Clement Freud on this and give him justification, then you boo. And will you all do it together now? You are enjoying yourselves, aren't you? Well, all I can say is the audience has decided that Kenneth Williams should have the benefit of the doubt, and he has the subject, therefore, with 22 seconds on my earliest memory, starting now.
And singing thus of the rose and the ring, I grew to a stature unbelievable, principally because I was on stilts. Unbelievable, so it may.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Second, unbelievably.
I said unbelievably.
All right, Ken, you have another point. In 7 seconds on my earliest memory, starting now.
Then with my feather duster, I flicked the prince in the face. Oh, they shouted. What bravado. Incredible.
And they've been shouting, oh, what bravado, ever since, haven't they? Kenneth, you've gained a number of points at the end of that round, and you really have leapt into the lead.
Oh!
But you have to work at it hard, because Clement is almost beside you, and Sheila and Derek just a little way away. Sheila, your turn to begin. Getting comfortable, can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something I find incredibly difficult, as I am rather a fidgety person. However, since I've taken up yoga, it becomes slightly simpler. What you have to do is lie on your back on a fairly hard surface, and then you relax your toes, and then your heels, after that your calf muscles, followed by your knees and your thighs. Then you're...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, it was
hesitation. I think actually she was trying to find a way to stop saying your, which you repeated about five times.
But no, you don't go on your.
No, I know we don't go on your, but after about seven times I would have given it against her because she could have gone on definitely every other word your.
Yeah.
Anyway, she hesitated, searching, and you now, Derek, have a point and the subject and 30 seconds on getting comfortable starting now.
To get truly comfortable, I would also require Sheila Hancock, and I would want her to twiddle my toes, first of all, and soothe my calf.
Sheila Hancock is...
Deviation, I won't. I wouldn't dream of twiddling his toes. He twiddles his toes very well on his own. We've all seen it, haven't we?
Yes, but it's not deviating from getting comfortable. You see, this is Derek's idea of getting comfortable, you twiddling his toes.
Yes, but if I'm not willing to cooperate, it's not possible.
Ah, but it could still be his fantasy if he wanted you to do it.
Well, it should be fantasies of getting comfortable on
this. This is Derek's idea of getting comfortable. He has a point and he has 23 seconds starting now.
There are other ways of getting comfortable, of course. You can go into a lovely green...
Kermit Freud is challenged.
Repetition of course.
No, not that time.
No, he hasn't said of course yet in this round.
All the time. Not this round.
Not this round, no.
He does keep saying.
You're keeping up your campaign.
Yes, my campaign, stop people saying.
Derek Nimmo, I disagree with that challenge. You have another point, and you have 18 seconds on getting comfortable starting now.
A little white tent in a meadow, a boy scout and I. And the green grass and the meadow flowers.
He giggled?
Yes. I can giggle if I want to, nothing against giggling.
Yeah, but it's a giggle hesitation.
I didn't hesitate.
I don't think you really hesitated anyway. But the trouble is I didn't hear it because you giggled.
It's me, I think.
13 seconds on getting comfortable, Derek, starting now.
On a boat on the sea with a green wave blowing hard over the prow. That is a very good way of getting comfortable because it's soothing. Strange how the motion of the sea sometimes can caress your whole...
He did repeat C then. Somebody could have got him with 2 seconds to go, but they didn't, so Derek Nimmo has now taken the lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? Bumbling. Can you talk to us on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Bumbling is a method of speech or a mode of address, a form of saying something in which you can say unbelievably with one breath, unbelievably with another, unbelievably, 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 and you go on bumbling happily because it has just been proved that this is within the rules of this game. Something I know. Bumbling is something.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Was it hesitation?
I think it was, yes.
Very long pause.
30 seconds now on bumbling, Sheila, starting with you.
I think it was mentioned originally in Man in a Boat 3. Oh, the same that I just said. There was a character called... I'm bumbling.
Because it was completely incoherent.
It was bumbling, I know. It was bumbling, so she has another point, and there are 22 seconds on bumbling, Sheila, starting now.
It probably is one of the reasons why...
Kenneth Williams, the challenge.
Hesitation.
Sheila, there was only 2 seconds, so it couldn't have been hesitation. You have now 20 seconds left on bumbling, starting now.
And after that, you can just waffle around, and this programme is a prize example of how you have to bumble. In fact, I don't think it's very good for the English language to appear on this show because it encourages you.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Right? Repetition of show.
No, I said programme before.
Yeah.
I did honestly because I thought of it.
I believe you.
There are 6 seconds on bumbling now, still with you, Sheila, starting now.
I think it is much better.
Derek Nimmo's challenge,
I think.
Yes, I'm
afraid she did think too much there. When you stop and have to start again, it's difficult. There are 4.5 seconds on bumbling with you, Derek.
One always ought to go to the root of words and decide what they really do mean. First of all, we must dissect the word into bum.
Derek Nimmo, having dissected the word, was saved by the bell. The whistle on this occasion, but he's still in the lead, 2 points ahead of Sheila, 4 points ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, who are both equal in third place. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, Milo of Crotona. Will you talk about him for 60 seconds, starting now?
I don't know why they always choose these odd people for me to discuss. He was a Greek athlete and won 12 times this incredible marathon at
the games, which were, of course, the Olympic ones, and he appeared at Pythia. Now, the Pythian games were held...
Clement Freud is challenged, John.
The repetition of games.
Yes, and Pythia too.
Pythian.
Oh, yes, that's right. Olympic Games and the Pythia Games. Clement, a correct challenge. You have a subject and a point and the subject, and you have 43 seconds on Milo of Crotona starting now.
Milo of Crotona acted in the 500 BC era and was, as my colleague Kenneth Williams said, an athlete of great renown. It is now a better known bedtime drink. And many is the woman who has said to her son, do sip up your Milo of Crotona before the wicked fairies get you. A very nice, pleasant sentiment I always feel, although feeling is something I don't do as often, perhaps, as my colleague and my friend.
Repetition of colleague and a lot of hesitation.
Yes, he was sort of slowly running down. Talk about sheer fantasy. But, of course, if you can go with as stern a face as Clement Freud, with the authority and erudition that backs so much of what he says, sometimes you're reluctant to challenge. Derek, I agree with the challenge. You have 3 seconds to go on Milo of Crotona, starting now.
He met the most horrible death because he banged his hand into a tree and wolves ate him.
Although giving a bedtime drink called Milo of Crotona, Clement Freud nearly put us to sleep here with a Milo of Crotona. You are still in the lead, Derek Nimmo, at the end of that round. And would you please begin the next round? The subject is my rummage. Can you talk to me on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I have a lovely little attic, and it's filled with rummage of one kind and another. An old clothes horse, a violin, piles of books, flutes, cellos, a string guitar, and my favorite teddy, whose name is Bobby, and has eyes that are made of wool because I once chewed...
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
You don't keep your favorite teddy in your attic. If he had any affection for it at all, it would be...
Well, it could still be his favourite teddy from when he was a little boy, but now...
He didn't say that. He said my favourite teddy.
Well, it's always still his favourite teddy, but his favourite teddy happens to be in his attic. It's very unfortunate, and... I disagree with the challenge. Derek, 38 seconds left on my rummage, starting now.
Sometimes my vicar comes round, the Reverend Selwyn Cox.
Can you move
the... Deviation, he's not his vicar. He's the vicar of the parish. You can't have a personal vicar, and he's...
You can't have a personal vicar, but you can often say my vicar. But I do think, and if you're as clerical as Derek Nimmo in the parts he plays, you might often say my vicar. But I do think what we'll do here is Derek's well in the lead. We'll give you, for a good challenge, a point and the subject. And there are 34 seconds left on my rummage, starting now.
Includes a miniature chamber pot with after you, my dear, in gold. Everyone comments upon this. How charming, they cry on entering the room, for it is a focal point. Next to that stands a china whale, presented to me by that great person, Mr. Orson Welles, who was brilliant enough to pick me out from among hundreds of others as the most talented young man of his day, which of course is absolutely true. I would say...
Kenny Gilman began speaking when the whistle went, and he did at the end of that round, gaining an extra point, manage to leap forward from fourth place into third place. But I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute. Clement Freud, for once, finished in fourth place, 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was equal in second place. My apologies to that brilliant young man over there. Equal in second place alongside Sheila Hancock, but none of them managed to overtake Derek Nimmo, who is once again this week's winner. Enjoyed in Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program is devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.